The fisherman swings his boat alongside the dock. He sees a familiar figure leaning on one of the pilings. This person has often been here in the afternoons, facing the sea but appearing to be somehow disconnected from it. He seems rooted to the shore like a tree. His face, however, is alert to the ferries, and he watches the sailboats leaning in their long tacks up to the harbor. He looks as if he may envy the sailors at their tillers. There's something deeper in his gaze as well, which has interested the fisherman. It's as if the man is trying to puzzle something out. The fisherman has wondered what it might be. Is he hoping that the sea will cast up some lost memory of his? Is he trying to catch sight of the years hiding in the waves? Or is he simply fascinated by the ever-changing blues of the water and the air? The fisherman decides to speak to him.
Stranger, you on the dock. May I toss you my bowline, and would you take some turns on the cleat there? Thank you. Stern line, too? Thanks.
Are you going fishing? Says the stranger.
I am, yes. I've seen you here quite often, haven't I?
I come sometimes.
I've noticed you looking out at the water. Are you a sailor?
No, not at all. I've been completely landbound all my life. I've lived in cities. I've walked to work on pavements. Here on this island, my house is on William Street in Vineyard Haven, right in the center of town. When I travel here, it's by air. I've never even ridden the ferry from Woods Hole.
Yet you come down to the dock often, and I've noticed your awareness of everything that happens in the bay.
I watch, yes. But I feel an ignoramus about all of it. As I say, I'm a thoroughgoing landsman. I go swimming from a beach now and then, but I like to be able to put a foot down and touch the bottom, to know where the ground is. You say you've seen me here. I've seen you too, you know, tying up once in a while.
One of the things I've been keenly aware of is the intensity of anticipation on your face when you're getting ready to go out. I've seen you take off then in your boat and watched you disappear eventually around West Chop. I wondered what there was out there around the point that gave you that look of a votary. Quite without knowing it, you've made me realize what has drawn me to this dock all along. There seems to be an empty place in my psyche where a feel for the sea should be, and I guess I've been wishing I could fill it.
Then you must, by all means, come out with me and try to begin at least to do that. Won't you join me? I won't be out for long. You'll see some wonders, I promise.
I'd like to, very much. But I'm afraid I have a scruple. I hate the idea of slaughtering fish for sport.
I don't care for that either. I fish for the table.
Do you eat chicken?
Occasionally.
Someone has to wring the chickens' necks, you know.
I try not to think about that.
All I'm saying is that I'm simply going out to get my supper. If you come, I'll invite you to share the meal with my wife and me. Fish that's just been caught is as sweet as corn right off the stalk. But there's more to going out there than just shopping for food.
What do you mean?
Well, to begin with, if you come, I can almost promise you that we'll catch a bluefish. I've fished for blues out on Middle Ground for 20 years, and I have the honor of knowing them well. I've a good hunch where to look for them today. You'll hold the rod and bring one in. I feel sure that, in spite of your bias, that'll be an event in your life. Blues are magnificent animals. I tell you, I'm very much in awe of bluefish. That's not all. Today, if you go, we'll troll along Middle Ground. That's a narrow underwater sandbank which reaches out slantwise into Vineyard Sound on the other side of West Chop from here. The Sound, you probably know, is the stretch of water between the northwest shore of Martha's Vineyard and the delicate archipelago across the way, the Elizabeth Islands. To run along the rip at the edge of Middle Ground in a small boat is an experience. The sights and the conceptions are breathtaking. You'll see. This June day shines. Everything out there is momentary. The waves constantly change their period and their curl and their texture as the currents and winds restlessly shift and wax or wane. And the light,
The sky gives its blueness to the sea its greenness back to the sky, and both are written on by clouds. You'll hear a deep and complex drumming of time out there as the engine ticks at 900 revolutions per minute through metronomic waves over the shoal formed by the glacier 20,000 years ago. But above all, I'm sure that you'll come to feel, as I always do, a pepping up, a vivification, which I think comes from a sense of the mysteries of all the lives in the water, a sense of the teeming under the surface that a person has out on the great wide sea wherein are things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts.